My name's John Elliott, and this is a podcast from the Insights in Jazz series, www.dropback.co.uk.
Hi, this week's podcast is about the standard No More Blues, the Bossa Nova by Hobeem. Keith Freeman has kindly made a donation and asked if I could do a podcast analysing this song, No More Blues. This isn't one that's in my book, and so I've had to put together a roadmap of the song, which I'll publish on the Google Group website, make available for download there. So let's look at the song MetaView to start with. It's an extremely long format in that it's twice the length of usual songs, so effectively it's made up of two 32-bar songs. The first half is in the minor key, D minor in this case, and that's why in the roadmap most of the first half is blue in colour. And the second half is in the parallel major, so D major, and that's why the second half of the song is mostly white. And there's a tag at the end which explains why it's slightly longer than the expected 64 bars. That was the extremely high meta view of the whole song. So let's look at, without looking at the complete detail yet of the chords, I just wanted to say a few words about the format of the sections. So the first half of the song, the minor half, is effectively an A-B-A-C form, which means it's a song of two halves, where the two halves start with the same A section, almost. And what we see is for the first section, for the A section, it's very like something we've seen before a few times. So if you remember Burney's tune, it starts on chord one, hovers for two measures, and then we have two measures of the nowhere chord. Well, in this case, we've got effectively a somewhere, which is the tritone substitution of a nowhere. In the second two measures, and then there's some sort of cadence home. In this case, it's a variant on a nowhere cadence at the end of the A section. So instead of seeing B flat 7, A7, D minor, we see B flat 6 or B flat major 7. This is effectively a nowhere cadence using the chords that you find in the natural minor. So instead of having B flat 7 here with an A flat in it, we have a B flat 6 or a B flat major 7 with an A natural in it. But it's got a very similar sound to the regular nowhere cadence. Just slightly different variant. So at the end of the first A, there's a launcher back to D minor, so it's just an A7, and so the join that we've got there is a homer before the launcher back to the B section, which also starts on D minor. So the B section of the first half starts with a backslider, so we have D minor descending bass line, D minor over C, backsliding to a B half diminished E7 A minor, which is a cadence to A minor. And so we've backslid round the cycle of keys from D minor to A minor. So there's a backslider join there which gets us to A minor from D minor. That's the first half of the B section. And the second half of the B section is simply a nowhere slow launcher. So we have two measures of a B flat chord, which is flat 6 in the key. And then we have two measures of an A7 chord, which in this case is broken down into E half diminished A7. So again, it's a natural minor variant of the nowhere slow launcher. So the second A section is almost identical to that of the first A section, but rather than having the homer launcher at the end, we have a bootstrap launcher, which is the one, as we know, that takes us to 4. And we've seen bootstrap launchers in minor keys before in songs such as Beautiful Love, so it's a very special effect in a minor key to have a bootstrap launcher, because you just keep your root the same. If you're at home on D minor, you keep the root the same, and you just play a D7 flat 9 in this case, and it helps propel us towards chord 4. So the C section starts on chord 4. It's very symmetrical. It's a bit like the B section here. You're starting on, the B section started on at D minor, chord 1, but here we're starting on at G minor, chord 4, and we backslide, just like we did in the B section, we backslide and do a cadence. And this cadence in this case takes us from chord 4 back home to chord 1. But you can see the symmetry there, which is quite pleasing in this song. And then for the second half of the C section, we simply have a nowhere cadence take us home. So we start on flat 6, dominant 7, and then we have a 5-1. So B flat 7, A7, D minor. At the very end of the C section, there's a Homer launcher, A7, which sounds like it's going to take us back to D minor, but the surprise is that the second half of the song is in D major. So let's look at that second half of the song. What I've done on the roadmap is I've labeled the sections of the first half of the song as A, B, A, C, and the sections of the second half of the song I've labeled as A1, B1, A1 dashed, and C1, just to show that both halves of the song are in A, B, A, C form. So the first A section of the second half, the major half, starts with what sounds like it's going to be a plain old turnaround, a pop. So it goes chord 1, chord 6, dominant 7, chord 2. And then it stays on chord 2, it hovers, I put pot aborted here because it hovers on chord 2 for two measures. And then the second half of A1 is simply a cadence home, but with the variation that when you've done the 2-5, the E minor 7 A7, instead of resolving straight onto 1, D major 7, it sort of suspends the cadence for one measure by having D diminished instead, which then resolves to D major 7. The B section, B1, the B section of the major half of the tune here, starts with what looks like a rainy cadence approach. So we start on F sharp minor 7, which is chord 3, and we descend to flat 3 diminished, F diminished, and we keep going down to E minor 7 as we'd expect. But we don't get the A7, just like we didn't get the A7 in the pot above, we don't get the A7 here either. So it's almost like he's playing tricks with us, you know, we're expecting a pot, we don't get the final chord. In the B section, we're expecting the rainy cadence approach, but we don't get the final chord. And the second half of B1 is another slow launcher variant. So here we get the expected 2 dominant 7, the E7 for two measures, and then the last two measures we expect to be A7 or A7 broken down, and in this case the variant is that instead of getting the E half diminished A7, we get the B flat 6 A7, which is another one of those sort of natural minor variants of the usual kind of slow launcher that we might expect. So the A1 prime that we get in this second half of the song, the second A if you like, is similar to the first one, starting out anyway. It starts as though it's going to do a pot, so you get chord 1 followed by chord 6, 7. Now instead of getting chord 2 minor 7, it goes to 2 dominant 7, the somewhere chord, for two measures. And then if we imagine that the E7 is resolved, what happens next is we have a backslider join, in effect, to a launcher, which takes us to the relative minor. So it's like it's a bit like the autumnal cadence. If the E7 were an E minor 7, then this would be an autumnal join here, taking us to C sharp half diminished, F sharp 7, taking us to B minor, which is the relative minor of D major. But as soon as we get to B minor, we start a long cadence approach to chord 4. Those two measures with four chords in B minor 7, B flat 7, which is a tritone substitution for E7, of course, A minor 7, D7, propel us towards G major, which is chord 4. Now it's worth saying before we move on to the final section of the second half of the song, that that second A section in this major half is very like we see in the standard Indiana or Donna Lee, which has the same chords. The second A in those songs is very, very similar. So you have the pot aborted, you have the somewhere chord for two measures, and then you backslide to a launcher to the relative minor. This is exactly, all these things happen in the second A in Indiana. We had the podcast on Indiana previously. The only difference is that once you get to the relative minor, the B minor, then we use that to start a long cadence approach to chord 4. Okay, so looking at the very final section of this song, we start on chord 4. We do a 4 on Mac, which was covered in the podcast about the 4 and back family. So we start on 4, we go to chord 4 minor. And then instead of coming back to chord 1, we go to the substitution for chord 1, which is chord 3 minor. And so we call that a pullback, because it then goes to the dropback chord B7. So it's called a pullback because instead of going to chord 1 before that, it goes to chord 3. So that's pulling back. And then the second half of this final section begins a 7 chord pullback. So basically we're doing, you know, we're trying to do a 2-5-1 here, starting on E7, going to an A7, expecting to go to a D major 7 to finish, but we pull back again. We get an F sharp minor 7 followed by a drop back chord B7, and then we do the final cadence after that, which is a somewhere cadence because it's got the orange colouring to show that the E7 is used rather than the E minor 7. And then we get the E minor 7, A7, D major 7 to finish up. So that's the whole song No More Blues analysed. Thank you.
My name is John Elliott. I'm the author of Insights in Jazz, which is available from www.dropback.co.uk. If you've got any questions you'd like to ask about the podcast or the method in the book, or any suggestions you'd like to make for future podcasts, then please contact me by emailing me at john@dropback.co.uk. If you found this podcast useful and you'd like to leave a tip, then you can visit the website where there's a PayPal donate button. Thanks for listening.